This is Manland.
Yes.
This is no women allowed.
None.
877-764-2535. I got this email from someone who will remain nameless.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Chaz, here's my complaint. He has an idea for the name of the bit, the Gripevine.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay.
Wife, want to go out tonight? Me. Sure, where do you want to go? She. I'm sick of picking. You pick. Me. Okay. Thai food? She. Ugh. No. Not Thai. Me. Mexican? She.
Too spicy.
Oh, boy.
Me. Want Italian? She.
You know I can't eat tomatoes.
That's why he said it. Make you sick.
Me. Just want to hit the diner? She. God, it's always the diner.
Well, they have everything on the menu. Oh, like, you clearly need.
Just drop her off someplace and drive off.
Yeah.
Bye.
Oh, I go through this every single weekend.
Really?
You want to go out? Yeah. Where do you want to go? I don't know. You pick. Okay. How about this? Ugh. AJ, you have one?
Yeah. Is it too much trouble to turn on the back goddamn light of the house? My backyard at night is like, I mean, you can't see 2 feet in front of your face. That's how
right.
dark
you have a lot of tree coverage.
A lot of tree coverage, right? No lights at all. So if I come home from a comedy show and the lights are off, once I shut the headlights off on the vehicle,
it's
dark, okay? I mean, I have to make like an obstacle course because there's a couple of things before I actually get to my stairs, some garbage cans and whatnot. Well, the last time I went to get out, I didn't know a raccoon was inside the garbage can. So imagine in the pitch dark, this furry animal just comes barely out of a garbage can, scared the bejeez. I'm surprised. If certain nights you can still hear me scream, if the moon like,
like a banshee.
Now, you would think me screaming in the backyard where it makes someone go, are you okay? No.
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 No cares.
Inside. Oh my. So turn the goddamn light
on. Just turn the light on. Leave the light on.
Sounds like you need a motion thing.
Yeah.
But the switch needs to be up for the motion thing to work.
Exactly, yeah.
True.
Well, yeah, because I might actually flip it upwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, so turn the damn back light on.
Maybe
please.
She's hoping you have a horrific fall.
Maybe.
Trying to get some insurance money.
Lose the money train. Look at my insurance policy.
Have you asked her about it?
Oh, I yell all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So too much trouble to turn a goddamn light on.
Now, do you say it like that?
Yes, I do.
Or do you say, hello, Snookums. Would it be too much trouble to turn the light on,
please? Oh, hell to the no.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. No.
You're forceful like
when
that.
When I'm PO'd, oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, my neighbor could probably hear it.
Oh, okay.
On both sides.
When
house,
you're
yeah.
laying on your back.
Right. Keep turning it on. Stupid raccoon.
That's right. You're laying at the bottom of the stairs, twisted like a pretzel.
Like a Picasso. Nah. Like a Picasso.
Wrapped up in the garden hose.
That's right. That's one of the two lights. That's one of the obstacles. That's the first obstacle. It's a garden hose. Then it's two garbage cans before I finally get to the stairs.
Then the live animals.
And then the wildlife.
Trying to navigate that in the dark. Then I got to look up for the hole in the deck.
Eric, Beacon Falls.
Thank you for this safe space, gentlemen.
Yes.
This is
welcome.
Real great thing. Mine's more of a, it's kind of a combo of two small things that just have eaten me alive. Number one, she leaves out wounded soldiers, a seltzer can constantly, like halfway drank, just all of, like never finishes, maybe it's a beer, never finishes it. But if I leave a cup out from lunch on the counter, it'll end up in the dishwasher immediately. And I'm searching around the house. Where did I leave that cup? I can't leave anything out for more than, I don't know, 11 seconds.
Isn't that weird?
Leave that seltzer can.
You're gonna say
half drank wherever. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little worked up.
No, it's okay. No,
this is what
feel
this
free.
Is for.
Exactly. You're safe.
Yeah,
time to vent. Get a vent. Yeah.
I feel a little better now, though. Thank you.
Oh, no. It's weird. I can't think of the comedian's name, but he appears on my TikTok periodically. But he says, you know, women want to live with guys, but they don't want them to show that they live there.
Okay.
Yeah. You
know? No evidence.
It's true. No evidence.
Yeah.
No evidence.
Right.
You leave a cup down, it's like, I'm going to drink. This, I'm going to refill this.
Right.
I'm
going to
use this.
Right.
This is my
I'm
cup.
Drinking this.
Where'd it go? It's in the dishwasher. You left it out.
Just say, anyone see my urine sample? Where'd that go?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Right, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
My wife has the multiple drinks out all the time, too. There's a term. It's the beverage goblin. So you have just a hydration. So it's just like your water or whatever, like your primary is. Then there's like your coffee or whatever's powering you through the day. And then there's like a fun one. And it'll be like, oh, I added like cucumber and mint to this one. And it's like, why are they all out?
We haven't named this bit, but this is where husbands, boyfriends, guys can come to vent.
Let's call it women.
No repercussions. It's the thing. We can't complain because what happens when you say something?
Yeah.
Hon, would you mind just putting these cups? Oh, well,
everything I
just
do.
Like it, yeah.
That's right. That's what happened. No, as soon as you suggest something that could be improved, all of a sudden it becomes all of the things you do wrong.
Right.
So we've learned not to say anything.
That and the temperature of the room drops 20 degrees.
Right.
Ooh, something cold in here.
You see that horror movie? Yeah.
What
darkness.
Happened? It was like 80 moments ago. Yeah. It's 30 now.
All of a sudden you hear. Never mind.
The vibe has changed.
Rachel doesn't understand the rules here.
Oh, okay.
No women allowed.
Right. Oh.
Well, no, I wasn't calling to complain about my husband because he's perfect. But I know he complains about me a lot, so I figured...
We want to hear from him, not you.
Yeah. Untie him.
Yeah.
Women, it's less than 30 minutes a week, and you can't give us that. Every week we do this, a woman calls.
They infiltrate.
It's all my favorite skit you guys do. It's great.
It's one rule.
Yeah. Well,
one rule. One rule. Yeah. One rule. Don't call.
Yeah. When his jaw is fixed, have him call in.
Well, he's working right now. He can't.
Oh, okay.
All right. Why? Well, what would he say is his chief complaint about you?
Oh, God. I don't fold the laundry the way he likes, when he likes, how he likes. I feed him too much food, just like Chaz's wife. AJ's wife.
No, Jazz's wife.
No,
to what?
Yeah, Jazz's wife. Right.
Beats too much food.
Yeah, I'm horrible with names.
I noticed that.
All right. You're a nightmare.
Yes.
Thanks for the nightmare. You're the reason why we have this segment, by the way. Hey, look at Ruth. She has her headphones on. She's close to the microphone. These women, they hear that we have a time. They're like, oh, no, we're going to crowd this space. We're in, you know, get off the phone.
Do an invasion speak.
Rachel?
Yes.
Goodbye.
Invasive species.
It's unbelievable. We can't even have this.
Like ticks.
James, you have an idea for the name?
I do.
What is it?
He's right. We're wrong.
He's right. They're wrong. He's right.
Right.
No, she's right.
She's right.
She's right.
You're wrong.
Yeah. He's wrong. He's we're wrong. Wrong.
Right.
Because we're always wrong, because I've done projects around the house, and the next day, he has changed that project. I spend hours on it. So I'll come home, I'm like, oh, my God, that's not the way I left it.
Oh, my God. I just went through a kitchen project.
Yeah.
And normally, on all these projects I do on other houses, rental or flip houses,
yeah,
I'm the chief decision maker, the only decision maker. So it's very quick. That's going to be this color. That's going to be this. We're going to get this.
Right.
Oh, my God, the hell.
Oh, yeah.
When you bring in someone with strong opinions, opposite of yours, oh, my God.
Debate, point, counterpoint.
And they're never quick. They're never quick.
Yeah.
No.
Projects are the worst. You ever notice IKEA comes divorce papers?
No, but then sometimes I think she just wants to disagree just to have a position in... why can't you just say yes?
An interior design expert.
That's it.
Yeah.
Pistols are gone.
And by the way, if you go anywhere with a woman, a tile or anything, who do they look at?
Most expensive.
They don't even look at you. The worker at the store doesn't even look at you. Doesn't even acknowledge your existence.
No, yeah.
Just
they
the
think
wallet.
He's the driver of the car.
Right. Yeah.
Not of this project.
Yeah, that's her guy.
Right.
You're the helper.
Right. You're the helper.
Yep.
Yeah. Like the, it's like I'm over here. I'm standing right here.
Right.
I'm like,
I have eyes.
Can anyone see me?
I have eyes.
Hello.
Nope. Just a checkbook. You're just a checkbook.
You know, you're the checkbook.
Dress like a woman.
Oh my God.
There you go.
Jazz, you know what you do when you go to Home Depot is she used to put you in the carriage.
Can we get this one?
Right.
No.
You guys are the best.
All right, thank you, brother. We're calling in the gripes that this is men only, by the way,
men,
Rachel.
Yes.
You know, calling the gripes you have with your wife or your partner.
Right.
877-764-2535. Sean.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
How are you doing?
Good. Good. This is more of a just a gripe in general towards married women that I see around myself. They, you know, to me, it's like they want all the decision-making responsibilities, but none of the decision-making powers, but none of the responsibilities. So if
yes.
it goes bad, they just want to be like, "Oh no, I didn't make that decision. It's not. I don't have to fix this."
Oh my God, and that is the hitting the nail on the head.
Yep.
Oh my God, Am I free to speak? During the kitchen project, I had an idea for a color for the cabinets.
Okay.
She had her own idea for the color of the cabinets.
Different. Okay.
I looked at the color. I took the card. I put it up against the cabinet in the wall. And I said, this matches the wall. You're going to have cabinets the same color as the wall.
Okay. Right.
I like the color.
Oh.
Yes, dear.
But this is turquoise.
We paint the cabinets.
Yeah.
Many thousands of dollars to paint the cabinets.
Uh-oh.
It's exactly the same color as the wall. It looks like a giant cream puff exploded in the kitchen, and everything's cream.
It just dried.
So I said, "Hon, I can't take it. I got it.
I need some contrast."
She's like, "I think it's fine.
No.
I got to change it." $700 later.
Oh!
We paint the kitchen walls.
Oh!
Because I can't take it. I would look, it was like, I just see cream.
Right.
I don't see the edge of a cabinet.
Right.
I don't see any lines.
Blob.
Just do it all in black.
It's a blob.
Wow.
Yeah. No, you nailed it. That's it. They want decision-making powers, but no consequences.
Right. Free to speak.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Take care.
All right.
We seem to get more worked up than anybody else.
I know. Why am I the one?
like, okay.
Nadine, you know the rules here.
Nadine.
But you still call.
Yes.
I'm only calling for a name.
A name.
That's it.
Oh. Name. Okay. Name of the segment.
All right. But you're still taking up time. But
yeah.
Go ahead.
Calling us names. Yeah.
Correct. Take it from Al Bundy and call it No Ma'am.
No Ma'am.
No Ma'am.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
No Ma'am.
That was Al Bundy's.
That was his club. Yep.
No Ma'am.
No Ma'am. Yep. Yeah, t-shirts and everything.
I like that. No Ma'am.
Exactly.
No Ma'am. Yeah.
It just doesn't explain what we're doing here.
Yeah. Right.
So yeah. It's kind of like a book title. It's the title, and then we need the second line.
Right.
Get off the phone. You're not even supposed to be. You left the segment, but you're wrecking it by showing up.
I'll wait with you now.
You women.
I got nothing else to say.
Right. Okay.